Radio KMAN.
This is In Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
And welcome into In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. And Dave, just real quickly, I want to bring up, this is a programming note. What do you think about changing the In Focus music?
Oh, that's a discussion we don't do on the air.
Okay, fair enough.
All right, Okay. Thank you. Yeah. We've had this for an awful long time, and some other time, Nick.
Okay.
Some other time, if you want to be included in the selection process, we'll discuss it.
Well, me and Brandon have.
There's nothing wrong with what's on there.
That's fair. But
yeah.
Anyhow.
Yeah, CBS studio. News has been using the same sounder for like decades, you know.
That's true.
You know.
That's true.
Uh-huh.
Anyhow. In studio with us, Manhattan Ogden USD 383 Board of Education member Dave Colburn and Superintendent Dr. Marvin Wade. Thanks for coming in studio.
Always a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, glad to be here today.
And I'm going to start off lightly here. Do you prefer if people call you Dr. Wade ever? I know there's some folks who are very particular. They spent the time in the education and they want to be called their honorific.
No, I appreciate when people use that, but you know, Marvin's fine for me.
Okay, fair enough.
I'll save the doctor part for when I need it. How's that?
When you need the credibility.
Yeah, it's something that when somebody introduces me to someone for the first time, it's probably good for them to, you know, recognize that I have a doctorate. But other than that, that's not an issue to me at all.
Fantastic.
Thanks for asking. It's the first time anybody's asked me that in a long while.
I mean, my girlfriend's going through her doctoral program, and it's something that comes up every now and then.
Are you going to call her doctor?
She might make me sometimes. I don't know.
And something I've noticed on that is we've got quite a few staff members that have their doctorates, and I don't necessarily. I do the same thing with them. That I might I'll use their first name, but if I'm introducing them to somebody or at an event, I'll try to say Dr. Shivers, Dr. Hauser, whoever it is.
All right. So tonight we're going to be previewing the upcoming Board of Education meeting. That's at 6:30 at the Robinson Education Center. And before we get into that, I think it would be good to talk about the upcoming elections, at least in some amount.
And one of the things that and Dave, Dave Colburn's here in the studio. Dave, I'm just going to say this quite frankly, on behalf of a grateful community, thank you for your service on the school board, not just the school board, but for everything you do through Boy Scouts. I know you're very active in that and a lot of other things. You are a true example of a community servant. And with a great deal of admiration and respect, I share those words, and I know that many people in this community feel the very same. So I know you apparently decided not to run again, and I certainly will respect your decision, although kind of disappointed. But you have done an admirable job in that capacity, and I commend you, and I thank you.
Well, thank you. It's been 16 years, and because of the way the elections got changed around, it'll be 16 and a half years before I'm off the board, and it's long enough. I enjoyed it, and there's certainly pieces of me that would like to keep going. I'd like to sort of see the bond issue all the way through in some ways, but I'm just getting to that stage in life where I need to be thinking about some other things. But
we can give you a new new recognition, and that's Board Member Emeritus.
Well, I appreciate
that. Sounds good.
Doesn't that?
I have to say that Manhattan's been so good to me and so good to my family, and our school system was so good for my daughters. And I try to pay back what this community's done for my family. I'm not sure I've been able to do that yet, but that's why I do some of this is – the opportunities that have come my way because of living in Manhattan, Kansas, what a remarkable place it is. I just have to try to give at least some of that back. And hopefully I've achieved that on the school board. And I'm not quitting my involvement in the community. It's just look for some other opportunities.
Well, thank you. You should be highly committed. You are highly committed. And I know this community certainly appreciates everything that you do and will continue to do. So we're grateful that you'll still continue to be active in the community.
Well, thanks. That means a lot coming from you because you mean so much to this community, Dave. So
when you look back on your time on the Manhattan Ogden School Board, is there any elements or any proceedings that you're most proud of or you think were most important?
Oh, there's been a lot. The two bond issues are are huge, because when I got onto the school board, we were losing students, we were cutting budgets. I got on because Bluemont School and Eugene Field School had been closed, and I got involved in the redistricting plans, and essentially the plan I came up with for moving kids around was what the board adopted. And at that point, I thought, well, gee, maybe I've got something to contribute here. And so I think back, that's what I think back on is, you know, I love telling this story. Dr. Cole, who was the principal at Lee Elementary, my daughters had been at Bluemont. Bluemont was closed. They moved over to Lee. I got onto the school board, and the very first time that Dr. Lee saw me in the hallway after I got on the school board, she said, "This school needs to be air conditioned." And, you know, so we're going through budget cuts. We've just closed two schools. And here's Dr. Cole swinging for the fence saying, "Dave, you're on the school board. You need to air condition this school." And virtually none of our elementary schools were air conditioned at that point. I think Amanda Arnold was, I'm pretty sure, the only one. And the two middle schools, and then I guess East Campus had some air conditioning, and maybe some of West Campus. I'm a little fuzzy on some of that. But so getting to your question, the fact that the 2008 bond issue, that we were able to upgrade those older buildings, all those older buildings, and air condition them and give our teaching professionals a proper professional environment to work in. I mean, what bank, what lawyer's office, what doctor's office in town hasn't been air conditioned for 30 or 40 years, you know, and here we were asking our teachers to teach in non-air conditioned buildings. So the bond issues are huge. And as wonderful as the old East Campus building is, getting the students out of that is absolutely the right thing to do, and getting them up to the West Campus. Now the West Campus is so much better than it was 10 years ago. So those are the things I look back on that I'm proud of. And we've been through a lot of swings. I've been through a lot of budget cuts, but I've also been through some times when we got, thanks mostly to lawsuits, got some more money to work with. And we're going into a year where we could use a lot more, but we're getting a little bit more money next year to work with. And that'll give us an opportunity to do some good things for kids. So,
and it's public service is always tough. And while I'm sure you're proud of your time, it can't all be roses. And is there anything that you look back on that was a particularly tough time?
The mascot fight was no fun. And it's so frustrating because it's just a symbol, and yet people get so emotional about it. And so that's a tough one. And budget cutting is really tough. Just, and I went through, I don't know how many budget cutting years we had, but no fun. But the whole reward to this job is getting to work with remarkable people such as Dr. Wade and Dr. Shannon, and I'll get in trouble for not listing some of the others. But as a team, you go through tough times together and you persevere and you come out the other side, and it's like, yeah, we got through those budget cuts, and things are going to be okay. They're not great, but they're going to be okay. And the sun will come up maybe next year on the budget, and we'll have a little more to work with, or whatever the challenge is. As a school board member, you get to work with a great team, and teams that go through tough times come out the other side stronger and better and bonded. And that's definitely what's happened for me on the school board over these many years.
Looking forward, in your absence, what are some of your hopes for the school board and the school district? That's a big question.
I haven't even thought about that, sorry. Well, clearly that we get the bond issue, that the prices don't go up a bunch, and we get to do everything that we plan to do in the bond issue, but that's always a risk that construction costs start going up. Or you get into a building, like when we got into TR and we tore everything off the wall and realized there were huge cracks in the building and it probably wasn't structurally sound during the last bond issue. And suddenly you're like, oh my goodness, you know, where's the money going to come from to do this extra work? That's a big hope of mine, is that for whatever reason we don't run into unexpected costs, or just costs go up and we have to start scaling back what we had hoped to do for all the buildings. That's a big one for me just sitting here right now without otherwise.
I want to jump in just for a minute on this. And I'm going to try to speak for Dave, but I've heard you speak over and over again, Dave, about things like a culture and climate that respects everybody, that gives everybody opportunities to succeed, that we want students to be able to go on and be outstanding scholars, be successful in education, be successful in the workforce, that we give them the skills that they need in order to succeed in whatever they choose to do. And they may have 4 or 5, 10 different careers in their life, but that for them to be prepared to be able to do all those things and for them to feel like they're educated in a safe environment with people that care and give them those skills, not just to know, not just to memorize, but to be able to take that knowledge and information and apply it in a variety of situations. And to for them to be, I'll say, lifelong learners, you know, to have a passion for learning and always learning more, and not just about academics, but about being civic-minded, being a good husband, wife, parent, just all of those things that I think of being the well-rounded child, the well-rounded young adult. And to have people come out of our system being that way, and for us to do everything we can to prepare for that by giving our staff the tools they need, the support they need to hire the best and keep the best, and just all of those things, that it's being the best we can be for all the people we're here to serve. And it's not always, Dave's going to smile on this one, it's not test scores. Test scores are important because they're indicators that students have the skills they need, but it's a lot more than that.
And there's been 5 filings for 4 seats on the board, and I'm not going to ask you about your thoughts on any of them. I want to know more about the process, just briefly, a little bit about the process going forward and how that will all play out.
With 5, there's no need for a primary, and so my prediction is it'll be pretty quiet here. I'm going to try to reach out to the candidates. I've spent some time with one of the candidates already. I'm going to reach out to the other 2 candidates and hopefully spend a little bit of time with them to just help them understand what they're getting into and support them. I don't care who wins. I just want whoever ends up on the board to be prepared and be ready to go. There is a lot to learn, and it's a big job, and we'll know. I don't even know the date of the election, in November the 5th or something.
It is the 5th. Okay. It is the 5th.
So, there will be public forums that crank up in the fall. And, traditionally it's not an election that people spend a lot of money on. Some people buy yard signs and some people buy some ads. I tried to keep all that to a minimum and just run on my record. But I absolutely want to see whoever gets onto the board succeed, and even whatever person doesn't get onto the board, hopefully it's a positive experience for them and they stay engaged, and whether they run again or whether they do other things for our school district, that'd be great.
And my understanding is they won't take office till January, so they'll have time to acclimate themselves, and we'll still see you a few times maybe in the coming months as a result.
I had the number of meetings I have left in my head at one point, but it's gone. But yeah, we the current board members serve through the first meeting in January. So it's the second meeting in January when the new board members will come on.
In the interim, the individuals running for the board will probably be coming to board meetings, different things. We'll have informal opportunities to talk to them, but we'll also schedule formal opportunities for the training about who does what in the district. How do we do, what about budget preparation? What about how the meetings operate? Their oversight and accountability, holding me accountable as I hold other people in the district accountable. Just all of those nuts and bolts of being on a board. It's an awful lot of work. It really is.
All right.
Okay, not awful. It's a lot of work, put it that way.
Can I say one thing real quick?
Yes.
The last time around, Katrina and Jardine and Carla started coming to meetings and really integrated themselves into the process well before the election, and to the point that those 3 participated in our board retreat where we were working on the bond issue, and they just did a phenomenal job of working ahead of time and making sure they were ready to hit the ground running. There was another candidate who ran. But those 3, separated themselves by being at our meetings and being engaged, so that when they finally got on the board, there was still a lot to learn, but they had really moved forward. So I hope all of the candidates that that aren't already board members, you know, will start doing that, coming to the meetings and prepping.
And on that note, we have to head to our first break of the morning. We'll be back shortly on In Focus News Radio KMAN.
The KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by the McCain